Jimenez steps out of the box. Razor standing up on the rail in that third base dugout. Anderson, a deep breath as he gets the sign from Zunino. Now the right-hander ready, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out in the Rays win. And for the third time in team history, the Tampa Bay Rays are the American League East champions.
It's time to raise the roof for your 2020 AL East champion, Tampa Bay Rays. We're back. The trio is back. The three amigos are back. Oh, my God. The Rays won their first division title for the first time in a decade. We're all really hyped.
Baby.
Evans, or Gibby, is also even hyper because of the fact that the Lightning took care of business tonight against the Dallas Stars.
Yeah, took care of business, absolutely. Steven Stamkos comes back off injury.
Yeah,
just gets a goal 1 minute and 30 seconds in. That I was
what a legend.
What a freaking legend.
Dallas had a lot of fun game one, and Tampa's like, you know what, okay. We've had enough. We're just going to blow you guys out the rest of the season.
I hope it's Lightning in five. That would be a lot less stressful than what this whole postseason has been.
I am curious.
But anyway.
Well, I do want to say just a quick one last thing about the Lightning. Are they planning on playing Stamkos more? Because they literally only played him for 2.5 minutes. And then they were like.
Yeah, I mean, that's all they needed. I mean, I hope they play him more.
I mean, they were up 5-1, so...
The end of that game, though, it was getting violent. It was very violent.
A little bit dicey.
The Stars were just... And the Lightning were just hitting each other back and forth.
Everything's bigger in Texas, including the hits.
Exactly.
Let it be known.
Those are some big boys, but Lightning take care of business.
That's true.
Tampa...
So Tampa sports are going great right now. Lightning are 2-1 up in the Stanley Cup final, and obviously... the Tampa Bay Rays just won their first division title in a decade, which is still just absolutely crazy to say. Really wish that they would have actually had, like, division champ shirts, but apparently that doesn't exist now because weird baseball season.
I'm really glad we clinched it with a win and not a Yankee. Well, I guess we did clinch it with a Yankees loss too. But
I mean, technically we would have won regardless.
Yeah, the Blue Jays really took care of business. Oh, my 14 God.
14-1. 14-1, the Blue Jays.
So win just makes things go a whole lot better, though.
Oh, no, a win so much better. So,
yeah.
I guess the first place to start is the Rays took care of business tonight. They kind of scuffled. I mean, actually, let's start off with the loss first, and then we can get on to the good times. So let's start off a little bit negative. But that loss yesterday against Seth Lugo, who I didn't think that was that good, but clearly he had other ideas. What happened in the game last night, and what caused the switch to flip tonight?
Snell didn't look that good last night. He still got through five, which is like, I mean, not really that good for him, I guess. But like, I mean, he was at 50 pitches plus through two innings. Just, I mean, typical Blake Snell, I guess, just throws a lot of pitches, throws a lot of balls. He usually gets the job done a lot of times, but I mean, he just didn't get off to a great start. He recovered pretty well. Offense, I mean, coming off DeGrom, and coming off a DeGrom win, maybe it was just like a hangover win. Maybe we were like, okay, like coming off a win against arguably the best pitcher in the game, probably one of the best top 50 pitchers of all time. But I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, tonight kind of forgot that we lost last night, honestly.
Sorry.
Sure, it's never good to lose, but. No. It's good.
Hey, we got that series dub, though. More importantly than winning the division, we got the series dub against the Mets this year.
Yeah, suck it, New York.
Suck it. So this year we went. What did we go? 10-3 against New York this year.
Yeah.
Damn.
Insanity.
That's like a third of our wins.
Pretty much almost is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm all about the bounce back. I probably say bounce back about four times an episode, but like, yeah,
that's
I'm all about.
Fine.
Bounce back, and if you lose, just bounce back, and that's what we did, and won the division. So, yeah,
big news.
Put that on a shirt.
Put that on the shirt. So, I think
bounce back.
Well, how are we feeling about the fact that the Rays just won the division?
It's insanity. You know, we built off of our last season ended. We went wild card. We went to the next round, lost to the Astros. So this is just a build up. Shame that it was during this awful coronavirus kind of thing. I think even if we had a full season, we would have been winning the division as well. I think. It's just so now we're doing it in like this weird COVID season. So that's kind of like taking some energy out of it, but it's still nice to win the division nonetheless. You know, they'll in the record books, they'll always try to put asterisks next to things, you know, so whatever.
Well, yeah, they'd have to do that 16, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Not just us, but, yeah, it does stink that they can't, like, celebrate with champagne and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not really
they,
sure
they got the cigars out, though.
They got the cigars, and they had the confetti. They shot the confetti cannons in
that
New York,
rule,
which is great.
Along with a lot of Manfred's rules, don't really make sense to me, but to whatever. It's all about what you're doing on the field, I guess. But I mean, I can't believe that we won the division, but I can't believe it's been 10 years. We've had some really good.
It's been way too long.
We've had some really good teams in that 10-year span, and only win the division in two times in the last 10 years is pretty remarkable to me. But hey, it makes it even sweeter when you do it rare. So
that's true. This is just like. Like, I was so hyped. I mean, I said in another podcast that I do that I had the Rays winning the division this year. And I said it, I mean, I did say it kind of biasedly as a Rays fan, but I also was like, in a 60-game season, the Rays have the type of team that you would rely on to do something in a 60-game season and show out. And that's exactly what they did. I mean, they're not going to say that the end of the game wasn't shaky tonight. Because, oh man, Oliver Drake does not look good since he came off the IL. But luckily, I mean, the Todd father, he is a very formidable creature. So I'm not going to say anything against that. But Lau hit a home run. Arozarena came back, hit a home run. Wendell hit another home run. Which Joey Wendell is actually having a much – like, I wrote him off last year because I was like
– Yeah, he was, like, injured though, right?
Yeah, like, but I was – And he was back really. Like sub 200, and I was like, "Why the hell are they starting him over Lau? Like clearly Lau's the better player." But now I'm like, "Yo, Joey Wendell's like, I mean, I still
Joey Wendell's an All American guy,
and he's got some power.
I love he doesn't use gloves. Like he's not like those. He's not like other guys in MLB now. Not, all the other equipment. He's gonna go out there. He's gonna go out there, bare knuckle fist on a bat, and hit a home run." That's what I love about him.
And he's gained some power in the last – I think he's been in the league for 3 years. I mean, rookie year, he was third or fourth in the AL MVP – or rookie of the year voting, which, I mean, he's batted like 300, but only like a couple home runs. He's got – I mean, he's – I feel like he's had at least eight home runs.
He's got four this year. I know he's got only at least four this year. But, I mean, if you translate that to a – I mean, it's a COVID season. So, if you translate 2.7 on it, that's like at least 10 home runs.
Which doesn't sound like much, but, I mean, he's a strict contact hitter, which is nice to get 10 home runs out of him.
Yeah, I mean, equivalent, but
– Yeah.
I mean, that's really good. But, I mean, the offense woke up tonight. They woke up late. They didn't get to Michael Wacha as much as I thought they would, which is concerning because Michael Wacha sucks. Just straight up. Like, I'm sorry. Michael Wacha, you were good on the Cardinals, but, oh, boy, are you bad on the Mets. And a little bit concerning, but they got the bats moving.
And no offense to the Mets, but it's funny how that seems to happen. I feel like that happens a lot.
I don't think you can offend the Mets.
Yeah.
No, you can't. I don't know if you guys saw – did you guys see the thing on – I think it was Sunday where there was, like, a smoke there was, like, a bunch of smoke that started coming up in, like, the outfield area of the stadium because there was some dumpster fire outside of it. And it was, like, you know how, like, the Pope gets coordinated with, like, white smoke? It's like it's like the black smoke signals like a new beginning for the Mets franchise, just a dumpster fire, because that's just how backward the franchise is.
They're an injury-free season away from being a really, really good team, though. Like they've got some good hitters on that team. They have, I mean, best pitcher in the game, like I've already said. Just like
they have a really good 1-2-3.
Like, it hurts me how good DeGrom is and how bad his record is. Like,
but it's the Mets. It's the Mets. I mean, you expect this. It's really bad what's going on there. Like, it's really bad. Like, it's just, man, pour one out for the Mets, honestly. Like, wow, are they in shambles right now? But, hey, we got the series win. We got the series dub. Things got a little bit dicey. But, oh, it's just like – It just feels weird to say that we won the division. Like, as much as it's cool, it's just like, Huh?
Yeah, it's new. It's been a while.
It's new. I'm just like in a state of just like absolute euphoria and shock right now that they did it, because I just kept writing them off, and I'm sure that so many people are, but like, it's just like, oh man, they won the division.
Everyone kept writing them off, but they kept winning.
Still got a lot of work to do now.
That is true. We got a 3-game series. I got to go shut up my family because they're all Phillies fans.
I think a lot of people thought we were just going to slip at some point in the season and go on like a big losing streak.
Which I mean,
but I never caught that feeling.
We got that out of the way early.
Yeah, we got that out of the way early. I saw a stat after going 0-5 on the road in that one game after against the Orioles early in the season. After that, we went 20-6 the rest of the year on the road. So, and that was the best team. So we're like one of the best teams on the road. So I'm glad.
That's like what the Twins did at home.
Yeah, exactly.
And I remember Topkin tweeting at that time of that 5-game skid. The 5-game skid equated to like a 14-game skid in a normal season. I was like, oh, that hurts. But hey, it was early. We were able to bounce back. And what did you say we were? 27 and what?
We were 20 and 6.
Oh, 20 and 6.
On the road after that 0-5. So I think we went 20-11 on the road.
We didn't have 31 games. No.
Sorry.
It would have had to be something like 19-11 or 20-11. I can check that to make sure, but like,
yeah.
That is just crazy. Man, this team has astounded me. They've astounded me in ways that I didn't think were possible.
big Rosarena fan. I mean,
Randy Rosarena is the best thing that they got out of that trade. They were 11 on the road. I was wrong. They were 20-11 on the road. I take it back.
His name is very fun to say. Rosarena. I could say that all day long. But I mean, he had two bombs tonight. One was an absolute moonshot. Barely went fair. But
Oh yeah, the last one. Oh man, that was
barely went fair. That counts.
Hit it over the foul pole. Hits it over the foul pole.
That's included. There were what, 6 home runs tonight? I think
Rays hit 4 and the Mets hit 2. Yeah. No, the Mets hit 3 because Frazier hit the one in the ninth inning. So 7.
7. I feel like 4 or 5 of those were 420 over. I mean, both teams were hitting absolute moonshots. I don't know who it was, the Mets, but one dude just absolutely cranked one. But
It was probably Dominic Smith.
It might have been. I don't remember exactly, but that was very sweet that we could do that on the road. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered if it was at home anyway with no fans. But would have liked to see them pop some champagne. Would have liked to see Willie pop some champagne. I feel like he would have been the champagne.
Oh, he would have been loving it.
Yeah. But doesn't really. I mean, it's the same when the division got another banner up in the drop, which is nice. Mm-hmm.
We do love banners. Banners are fun.
Marcell Ozuna also loves the Trop banners. Never forget that home run.
That was a sick home run. That was that was a bomb.
Talk about bombs, because
he hit that.
That was
him and Cruz both hit ones that were like either like hit a banner or like went into the second deck in the upper, you know, like in the outfield, which is just like that is bomb territory.
My little brother's a Marlins fan. Don't ask me why. I have no clue. But time
shout out to the Marlins.
big Marlins bandwagon over here. But
Marlins bandwagon is crazy.
Always brings up that Marcell Ozuna home run. I was like, okay, I respect that. But yeah.
No, hey, you gotta give credit where credit's due. So I do want to ask both of you at the beginning of this season. We can start with Gibby. Did you think that this team was capable of winning the division?
I definitely thought so. I said this is probably one of our best lineups and just all-around players that we've had in a season at the beginning of the season. So I had big expectations for this team going in. I definitely had them winning, but I'm a Rays fan, so of course I did.
That's a good
point. So but I think the writing was on the wall. I mean, other sports journalists were predicting it too. You know, everyone thought a lot of people just thought the Yankees were going to blow everyone out of the water, which they did kind of in the beginning of the season, but our team held up better, I guess you could say. You know, you might get some angry Yankee fans about commenting on that, but, you know, it's just we had so much depth going into the season. I thought it was secured.
Yeah, I wouldn't say if I was to bet on the season, on this, like, I probably would have bet on the Yankees. I probably would have projected the Yankees win the division.
Mm-hmm. I would have been real nervous in the beginning.
Yeah, you're damn right I would have been. but, I mean, I could 100% see us winning the division. I knew we were going to make it close if the Yankees were in first. But, I mean, like you said, we withstood our injuries better than the Yankees did. I realized that the Yankees did have probably more. I think we had more injuries technically, but they had more injuries that like
were like superstars.
Yeah, bigger players, yeah. Superstars. But yeah, we withstood our injuries more. We still need Diaz back. We still need. I don't know if Meadows or Choi are coming back this season, but
there's a lot of positives from. So I guess we can kind of transition if we want to talk about some IL stuff. So I heard positives about Diaz, Choi, and Alvarado throwing either like live BP to each other and possibly coming back for the Phillies series, but I feel like getting healthy for the postseason, something. I heard something of that sort.
I'd be fine with them getting back on like Sunday just to get a game in.
Yeah.
Like game in before the playoffs, get them some like actual major league experience back before they start in like the high leverage situations.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Meadows is coming back. I did see that Diaz and Choi were both like going full speed, which is really, I didn't think Choi was coming back either. That injury looked really bad.
Yeah.
Diaz, I feel like, has been out for way longer than I thought he would have been out. But
yeah, he's been out for a while.
Yeah, I'd like to see Diaz and Choi back before the playoffs. As long as they're healthy enough to do so. Don't, like, rush them back at all.
Yeah.
Definitely. Risk for injury.
Yeah. Yeah. Gibby, how do you feel about that? If, like, you know, the possibility of them coming back, if you even want them back at all before before the end of the season, do you think that there's a possibility that they could slot in against Philadelphia this weekend?
I'm with Evan there. I think they might put them maybe in on Sunday. Just to get us into postseason form. You know, we came out today looking like a postseason team, to be honest. I liked how we played. It was some good stuff on the mound. We get those guys back, Choi and Yandy, and you said Alvarez from the pitching?
Yeah, Alvarado.
Alvarado from the pitching, okay.
Yeah.
So those are big contribution guys. Alvarado is like kind of like a sometimes quasi closer for us, if you could call him that.
That is true. I think that Nick Anderson might have that distinction now.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, Nick Anderson probably has earned that now. But I've seen Alvarado in there, and he's pulled out for us in some crucial situations.
That is true.
Happy to have him back. Choi and Yandy Diaz, those are some big bats for us. Would love to see them back. Choi maybe start hitting like how he was at the beginning of the season more. Yandy, just keep doing what Yandy does best, you know, hitting more. And I'd like to see them come in Sunday, maybe a game earlier, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just pinch hit. I don't know.
Yeah. Do that. Yeah, I'm kind of with you guys on that. It'd be nice if they if they came back, at least, you know, to get a little bit of game time in. Hopefully hopefully they will. Who really knows? But it's good to see them getting back into game speed before the playoffs start. It would be nice to have that as assets for the playoffs. Quickly, before we talk about this last series, which is still important because the Rays are trying to lock up the number one seed in the AL. A quick playoff update. So if we're looking at the playoff standings right now, I'm looking at the everything. So right now in the AL, the Rays are the number one seed. Chicago fell off and is now in second place by a half game in the AL Central. The Twins currently are leading the AL Central right now and would be the two. Then Oakland clinched the AL West, so they're the three right now. Houston's still hanging on at 500 in the sixth seed. And then right now in the four, Chicago's in the four, would be hosting the Yankees. So that would be a really interesting matchup. The way that it currently works out right now, based on the current bubble format that Major League Baseball is going to do, and also, I guess we forgot to talk about the Rays part. So the Rays, as the one seed right now, would be playing the Blue Jays, who are the eight seed, which we've talked, you know, endlessly about how scared we are about the Blue Jays. The one thing that's really nice is that we have secured a top four seed, a top three seed as a division winner. That also means that we've secured home field advantage for this wild card series. So it's a three-game series. All three games will be at the Trop. So that really helps the Rays out.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that in Buffalo.
Yeah, no, definitely don't want to go to Buffalo. Hell no. I mean, we've seen what it's doing to the Yankees right now, because they've currently losing two out of three in that series, and can look hopefully for the split for their sake. I mean, not for our sake, but who knows. So, yeah, with that, with the bubble format, the Rays, if they were to win, their path would be San Diego. So the two bubble, or the four bubble places for the division series, are San Diego, Los Angeles, Houston, and Arlington. And then for the ALCS and NLCS, the NLCS is in Arlington, the ALCS is in San Diego. So for the Rays' sake right now, as the one seed and not dropping down to the two seed, it actually works in their favor, because if they end up going to San Diego and winning and then keep winning, they'll stay in San Diego. So it's not a change of, you know, it's not a change of scenery other than going to the Trop. So if they end up winning that three-game series, they will have to fly all the way out to California. But the good thing is that if they keep winning in California, they'll stay there.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you guys know.
Rays on the West Coast.
Rays on the West. Late night Ray. What was that? Late night with the Rays. I don't know what they do on their thing. Late night with something of that sort. Also, I did want to say quick update on the Stance Sox thing from the Rays. So for those that don't know, there was a virtual Austin Meadows bobblehead that had a scratch-off ticket basically on the bottom of the bobblehead. And I got a free pair of Rays Stance Sox, which I'm still trying to figure out how I can claim them. But basically the socks look like my home Rays jersey and look like the home white Rays jersey. So it's not the fancy double Rays socks that I was hoping for with the neon green and purple on it. But they're still really nice, and it's like a $20 value. I'll just have to pay for shipping back here. So I'm hoping they can send that with a couple pocket schedules. So that's exciting. And then, yeah, to finish things off, we're going to talk that Evan, if you haven't done that yet, you should do that, the other virtual bobblehead.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was not aware of that.
Yeah. Basically, on their Twitter account, there's an Austin Meadows virtual bobblehead, and on the bottom of the bobblehead, there's a scratch-off thing. So if you scratch off the scratch-off thing, you could get, like, a prize.
Oh.
So my prize that I got was a pair of Rays Stance socks that I would have to redeem at the team store at the Trop. So I called them up, and I was like, I'm in New Jersey. I can't go to the Trop. What do I do? So they said that they would have to try to find a way for people that are out of state to redeem it. So hopefully I will get my Rays Stance socks.
Sounds nice. That sounds like a good deal.
It is a good deal. You should do it. They're like, I mean, if you get like free Papa John stuff, because I think that's part of it, it's not really that worth it. But like if you I'll get like, fun. Yeah, well, I think you would have to do it in Florida though.
Oh, true.
So you can give it to Gibby.
College student and free burger. Can't get better than that.
You could give it to Gibby. You could give him the free bread.
Take that shit.
Nope. Yeah, Gibby's all about that.
I'm all about that.
But I'm going to say one more thing about the series coming up. But
yeah.
Just like kind of like I like obviously it really doesn't matter that much. Sure, like first in the AL is a really cool thing to do, and I mean we should clinch it. White Sox are 2.5 games back. Like we should get it done. But I think it's more important to like win the series ahead, because it's more important to go in the playoffs hot. Like March Madness, you see, I know baseball is different than basketball, but like you see the hot teams going into March Madness do well. You see the teams who win their conference tournament kind of carry over that like momentum and stuff going into the postseason. And I just like to see that from the Rays, I guess. You win last game of the season, especially going into the playoffs with some momentum. I think that's a big difference than going into the playoffs with a loss. So, yeah, just don't take it, especially against Philly, because I have a Philly roommate, so I can't go. I'm not in the same boat as you, Alex, because you live with a whole family full of Philly fans.
I'm outnumbered.
I can't have them have that bragging rights, especially because of 2008.
Yeah. Oh, 2008 still – it. Even though I was a Foyers fan at the time, it does stink for me because I have to hear them talk about it. But, yeah. So let's talk about the final series of the year at the Trop, finishing at the Trop, which will be nice. A three-game set versus the Phillies. The Phillies aren't giving anything easy to us, though, because after tomorrow, which will be – oh, God. Which will be Charlie Morton versus Vince Velasquez, who, for those that don't know, Vince Velasquez is about – he's basically good through the first two times in the lineup, and then once the third time comes up, he just turns into batting practice. Like, he's a good pitcher, but he's not he's not that good, to be honest. So they will be squaring off on Friday, so we do have a much deserved off day tomorrow, which is really nice. A fantastic, a division championship deserved off day is what we
will have. I feel like we haven't had an off day.
We haven't had an off day since last week. We've had four off days this month. And
we had an extra innings game. We had an extra innings game, and then we went into a doubleheader too. So
yeah,
the champagne's happening tomorrow.
No. Yeah. No, champagne.
Or today.
It'll be
socially distant champagne.
Maybe they'll find a way to go out to the store and go get some champagne in New York.
Oh, update on the bobblehead thing. I didn't win anything.
Really?
Yeah, I won 20% off the
wow, I got Austin lucky
Meadows,
then.
Austin Meadows merch or whatever.
I got lucky.
But yeah, man, lucky man.
Got
some socks, bro.
Nice socks. I'm happy now. Like, I don't want to like brag, but like free socks are actually really nice. I need new socks, so it helps out. But talking about the rest of the series, it doesn't get much easier from there. Zach Wheeler is on the mound for the Phillies on Saturday, and then the Phillies finish up the season with Aaron Nola on Sunday. So we are getting the Phillies' two best starters, so it's not going to be easy.
And we're playing the Phillies when they have a lot to play for.
They have a lot to play for. But they do have, if the season were to finish today, they would have the worst bullpen ERA in Major League Baseball history, because it's like over 7.
Wow. Oh my God!
Yeah, their bullpen's really bad. So there is a positive there, which is that the Phillies bullpen is the worst thing to ever exist, literally statistically.
Putting middle schoolers in.
You know what? I feel like if I went out there to pitch, I could probably do better than most.
Put me out there. Dude, just be a sick.
Yeah, I could go. I mean, like, we could go out in the Rays bullpen and we'd be absolute studs, but then in the Phillies bullpen, we'd be garbage. So, like, who knows? But
no, we would look really good in the Phillies bullpen.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm giving myself way too much credit, because I think I could throw, like, max 65. So, like, yeah, it's not great. Not great stuff, but
I could probably get into the 70s, I think.
I mean, hey, yo, if it's accurate and we got good off-speed stuff, like maybe
we got long arms.
Yeah, we got warm up a little bit.
I would need them to chase a couple pitches, but other than that,
I would need them to be really, really late on 65.
Raise next really season. Late. Next season, get us first pitch.
Really, really bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. And the other thing is, if we're talking about the Phillies, obviously their lineup is really good. Like, people really underestimate how good they are because how bad their bullpen is. But their lineup is really good. I mean, they do have Bryce Harper. I know he might have been overpaid, but he was paid $330 million. Mm-hmm. And Bryce Harper hit two home runs tonight against the Nationals and looked pretty good. They have JT Realmuto, who is going to be a free agent and is one of the best catcher in baseball, arguably.
No clue why, but I just have a feeling he's going to go off this weekend.
Yeah, he hasn't been off in a while. He hasn't gone off in a while.
At least two bombs, like six RBIs. That's my prediction.
Yeah, I'm thinking. But, I'm thinking big offense in this last series.
It's going to be. There's going to be a lot of offense. I mean, Scott.
Like, I hope it's like London series level.
Oh offense. No, I don't want it to be like that. No, that's going to give me heart attack. That's going to get heart attacks. But Scott Kingery, they just brought up Alec Bohm. Who, for those that don't know, Alec Bohm, I think first-round draft pick a couple years ago out of Wichita State, third baseman for them, wears the same number as Jason Wirth, basically looks like Jason Wirth as a third baseman, doesn't have as much facial hair. It's actually really funny. Like, he does look very similar to what Jason Wirth looks like, and they have the same number. So they're pretty indistinguishable. Didi Gregorius has 40 RBIs this year and has double-digit home runs. Never underestimate Didi Gregorius, considering the fact that he's torched the Rays year after year when he was on the Yankees. I'm trying to think of who else they have. Phil Gosselin, he's like 30 years old now and is in like his second season, but he's well overachieving. Adam Haseley's still good. Andrew McCutchen's on that team, and he's still good.
Oh, heaven.
And I don't even think that Hoskins is playing. Reese Hoskins, who would be the normal first baseman. And obviously he can hit for power. So the Phillies offense is a very high-powered, high-octane offense. And with the right pitching, they can do it. But like I said, their bullpen is really, really, really bad. Like, take what the Nationals offense was last year. Slightly worse pitching and a worse bullpen.
Yeah.
And you have the Phillies.
I can't believe their bullpen's worse than the Red Sox. I didn't think that was possible. But
like everyone was going crazy about how bad the Nationals bullpen was last year when they won the World Series. Like, the Phillies bullpen makes the Nationals bullpen look amazing.
Yeah.
They're really, really, like, I'm not underestimating how bad they are. The Phillies bullpen is god awful.
Yeah, no.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment.
That's honestly tough to do, I feel like.
To just be that bad.
Be that bad? I feel like MLB history. I mean, I don't know when they started taking ERA into account. I guess that's when it's going back. But, I mean, that's hard to do, I feel like.
It's hard to suck that bad.
It is. That's like getting like a 20% on a test. Like, I feel like that's hard to do.
Oh, man.
You guess better than that.
It's not that hard to suck that bad. Ask the Detroit Lions.
Well, yeah, that is true.
Oh, man. Now we're throwing shots at Detroit. I mean, I could throw shots at the Tigers last year because, like, the Tigers last year were just really bad. I'll do that.
You know, everyone's saying they're bad this year. I mean, they did better.
They were much better this year
than we thought.
You know, I'll throw shots at the Red Wings because the Red Wings were just, oh my goodness.
I refuse to throw any shade at any Detroit's fit. They're already going through too much misery.
I'll throw shade at Rutgers. Rutgers.
My dad's football. From Detroit.
Oh, then why are we throwing shade at your dad? What the hell?
He just fully admits it.
No, he's but like, hey, it's miserable. Yo, actually, shout out to Detroit fans, as Evan was saying. You shout guys out. have stuck through it, and that is amazing. More than probably I could have done.
Refuse to throw shade. You gotta sympathize with them.
That's true. I'll throw shade at Rutgers football, though, because I don't feel bad for them at all. Like, Rutgers football just sucks. I mean, Maryland football sucks, but, like, Rutgers football is, like, a whole kind of another suck.
Is Rutgers football even a thing anymore?
Yeah, it's the birthplace of college football.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, but I think since we're going on tangents about sports that aren't the Rays, I think that's pretty much our time to kind of end everything. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks, everyone, for all the support over these last couple episodes. We are going to go into playoff mode quite soon. We're going to hit you guys with our last regular season episode after the Phillies season finale on Sunday. And then we're going to hit you with a playoff preview on Monday. And then hopefully an episode after every game of the postseason, depending on how far we go. Hopefully it'll be far. So make sure to keep listening. We're now on Google Podcasts along with Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So the network of Raise the Roof is continuing to grow, which we're really happy about. Follow us on Twitter at Roof Rays, and stay safe, stay healthy, wear a mask,
we'll tweet something.
Celebrate the fact that we're 2020 AL East champs, and raise up.
Raise up, baby. I love Detroit.